My name is Foster Willie, and I'm a public artist based in Northeast Minneapolis. We're here at Hamlin Station. We've titled the station Hamlin Prairie Station, and the theme that we're basing our design on is Prairie School architecture. Prairie School architecture was a very important historical movement in regionally and throughout the Midwest. Some of the things that I find really interesting about Prairie School architecture are the way they incorporated geometry and kind of organic forms in combination. We looked to regional examples of that type of work, and the firm of Purcell and Elmsley, this was William Purcell and George Elmsley, were very prominent architects based here in the Twin Cities, did a number of houses throughout the Twin Cities and the Midwest. They are closely associated with both Louis Sullivan and Frank Lloyd Wright. Most of the motifs that we used for the ornamentation are interpretations of some of their work here in the Twin Cities, particularly the Cutts House in Minneapolis, the Powers House, and also the Beebe House in St. Paul. If you're coming up to the station, driving by or whatnot, you do see a very unified, very strong design. And the yellow brick is really prominent and striking, I would say. We spent a lot of time perusing up and down University Avenue, looking at a lot of the ornamentation that exists in the buildings. And there are a number of examples of terracotta in various styles and even, you know, Prairie School designs. And, you know, so we tried to kind of play off of that. There are three main tiles on the platform that you'll want to take note of. One of the primary elements is our frieze tile, which wraps all the cabinets, all the panels, based on a stencil motif that can be found in the Cutts House in Minneapolis. I think it's a very effective unifying element throughout the station. The largest tile is the V tile, inspired by many of the Purcell Elmsley homes and kind of an ornamentation that you would see at, like, on the exterior of the house. The smaller art tile are, I call them Hyper Prairie, based on a Elmsley design of a wood panel that you would see probably on the exterior of a house of his design. You know, if you get up close to it and look at it, you'll see that there's a great deal of depth to it and that there's this swirling pattern that is layered kind of on top of itself and repeats and kind of gives a sense of infinity. We met early on with local historian Larry Millett, and he described University Avenue as a jazzy and a true American street. And so really what we're hoping with our Prairie School style is that this provides an kind of an invigorated sense of pride and ownership in the surrounding neighborhoods. I think the thing about Prairie School is that it was very much about the home, and so that's really what we want people to take away from when they visit the Hamlin Prairie Station.